Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to be joined by the very versatile and talented Harry Shum, Jr., and he is here to talk about his new flick, Universal's romantic drama, All My Life, and inspired by real events, and it is available now on video on demand and in select theaters. Harry, thanks for being on the show. When I say, you know, inspired by real life, is it the kind of thing where you as an actor want to study the real protagonists, or do you want to just take a look at them and put your own spin on it? How do you approach that?
We got to work with a real life Jen Carter, who is one of the couple with Solomon Chow, and we got she sent us videos and pictures, and we started studying all those and getting really doing our research, and then Jen, the real Jen, she was so brave to be able to come to us and say, look, I think I'm giving you, I'm allowing you to just give your spin on it and your creative control over it, because I don't want you to mimic us, trying to impersonate us. It just wouldn't feel right. It's more about the message and about a message of hope, and that's what Saul, the real Solomon Chow, wanted at the end of the day. And she also just explained how we're very present with each other, and we want to make sure that you two are doing that same thing as well. And that was such a gift for us as actors, because that's what you want. You just want to be present with each other to give the best performance as possible to help carry the story. So we were very, very fortunate to kind of be given that permission and gift to go that route.
You know, your background is so interesting. As I was looking, your parents are from China, and you were born in Costa Rica. Then you came up here to the Bay Area. You were in SLO for a while, and then you went to college at State. What was that like for you to, you know, speak Spanish and Cantonese and then English? I mean, it's pretty well-rounded.
It was definitely a household where it was like Chinglish. Chinglanish, I don't know, just like all over the place. So, when friends would come over, they would understand little some words, and then all of a sudden, you know, they would just be confused. But, you know, I think that's, I would credit that to kind of how I deal with things in life. I just love being in situations where I don't know anything. I guess because I was constantly going from Costa Rica to even San Francisco. It was such a culture shock, in the sense that I thought I was Latin growing up because I was around a whole bunch of Latin kids and Costa Rican kids. And then coming up, I was in a Chinese school, and then constantly confused with my identity. But at the end of the day, I felt comfortable knowing that I was all those things as well, and not having to choose like one side. And being in these different environments and going to SLO, San Luis Obispo, it was just another culture shock. And I'm just, now it's almost feeling normal to have a culture shock. So anytime I'm on set, I'm literally expecting something completely different. When I'm familiar with it, I'm almost uncomfortable being familiar with things.
Well, you know, it's interesting too that your background is in dance, and that's how your career started, and you were, you know, so many flicks and fantastic performers, worldwide stars that you performed with. And to be an actor as well, that's not something that goes hand in hand. That's a completely separate discipline. So when did you, you're a good looking guy and you could dance. When did somebody say, hey man, you should be a leading man?
I definitely didn't have anyone tell me that, because other than my manager believed in me, and I'm thankful for that. But for, you know, a long time, it's just I had to make my way into it and kind of convince people that not just about being a leading man, but just being able to carry these stories and tell real life stories with and show the humanity of characters that, you know, I was also not fortunate to to play or be able to have the opportunity to play. So, you know, it's definitely, it was a long road, long journey. But coming from a dance background, I think helped because, you know, you got into that, you got into people, there's something so joyous about dance that when people see it, they instantly feel something and then without even uttering a word. And I'm very grateful to have that discipline, but also now carrying that over, I think, like exactly what you said, it's a completely different discipline, but to carry that over and trying to find these different ways of emitting, emoting these emotions that I have to do with words and these characters and the situations that they're put in. I'm very, very excited to see what's ahead and also to be able to do it now and specifically with this movie, which definitely was emotionally draining, but also very uplifting in a lot of ways.
Yes. By the way, we're speaking with Harry Shum Jr. A couple more questions about his new movie, All My Life, which is about a man who ends up getting liver cancer. And this is right when the wedding plans are thrown off course here. You know, my generation, when I was a little kid, it was about love story, you know, and Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal and, you know, to watch somebody get sick or potentially die on film. You talk about draining. What type of response and tears have you gotten from people who've watched this movie?
That's been really the best thing about, you know, when you make the film and all that, you know, that is also emotionally draining itself, but it's an ounce of what people really go through in life. And that is to hear the response of how this has not just help them, but maybe even found a little bit of closure or a better understanding or just something to be represented of, you know, it's not just a film about this guy who gets a terminal illness, but also about the caretaker that a lot of times the focus doesn't get put on the burden that is put on them. And hearing that and hearing people who may not have known someone who has cancer, but has dealt with other terminal illnesses, is especially even during this time, which a lot of things are happening to a lot of people. But finding some way of a silver lining in a lot of aspects of how to get through those moments and how it's helped them, it's really been just to me worth it. Everything that we've done and the care that the whole crew and cast have put together, it's just been worth it to just hear the responses from people who have been so fortunate to be able to watch the movie. But I think now that it's able to be in people's homes, I'm just excited to hopefully give a little bit of peace for people as well, or some empathy if they've never gone through it themselves.
Well said. You know, there's always certain levels of successful movies, and Crazy Rich Asians was the pinnacle. It's about as popular. It was Crazy Rich success is what it was. What did that do for you and your career just to be in such a you know, successful vehicle?
I think a lot of things. It wasn't really for my success. It was for the people that I followed for a long time who were involved in this movie that, you know, never got an opportunity to showcase their talents and their charisma, and to have a movie that was able to do that, you could just see the launching pads for of that this movie has had for a lot of people, including like Awkwafina to, you know, Henry Golding to Ronnie Chang to Gemma Chan. You know, this new face is being able to have something to latch onto and people to know and to recognize, I thought was so beautiful. And also a good friend of mine, John Chu, who's been doing this for a long time, had, you know, great success in film, but, you know, not to this degree where it was critically acclaimed and people just really, you know, I think for years to come, this will be something that just plays on their TV screens and gives them comfort. I thought it was just so cool. So, for me to be part of that was just the icing on the cake, you know. But I was a fan with or without being part of it, and I definitely did my share of promoting it just as a fan, purely as a fan. So I'm just so thankful to be part of it and see where it goes from here.
Very humble. Last question for you. You know, I know in these COVID times, a lot of people didn't get stuff in the can or they're still waiting to get back to work. But I see with you, you've got Broadcast Signal Intrusion, another A24 sci-fi film, Everything Everywhere All at Once. You've got a Netflix show, Love Hard. You're a busy guy. You're a working actor. What's that like to be so versatile? Do you have time to breathe?
Yeah, well, one of the things I've learned from this experience in this movie is that the time is this relative to whatever, you know, however you want to make it. And I think 2 days, if you're completely focused and present with whatever's in front of you, and that could be your family, that could be your friends, that could feel like a lifetime in a good way. You're just invested in whatever's in front of you. And I think the more I do that and just really soaking up the moment, it allows me to have these breaks that, you know, it doesn't feel like you need a month break to like unwind. Sometimes you do, fortunately, you know, I have a really great support system and I have a great family and friends that just make life a lot easier and a lot more exciting. And I think that's also on how I react to whatever situation it comes my way. And that's been such a great takeaway to have and to move forward and to have that kind of in my pocket as I go through life.
Very nice. Everybody, make sure to check out Universal's movie All My Life in theaters and on demand. We've been speaking with the international movie star, Harry Shum Jr. Harry, congratulations on your success continued in the new year, and thanks for coming on the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year's and Happy Holidays.
All right. Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.